directly under Brisbane's Story Bridge has entered the market, with the owner's target price revealing a goal of $45 million more than it was bought for 5 years ago. The Ghassan Aboud Group bought the hotel in 2021 for $70 million, owning the building under Crystalbrook Hotels and Resorts, with a representative now stating that they want to sell the hotel for $115 million. The hotel that lies on Howard Smith Wharves, which is currently immersed in its own plans for expansion, has 166 rooms, a rooftop rooftop pool, gym, and bar, with the sale coming as Brisbane faces a hotel shortage ahead of the 2032 Olympic Games.
A variety of cacti have been destroyed after they were found in a backyard garden in a small opal mining town hundreds of kilometres from the nearest capital city. The cacti, including 5 purple prickly pears, 1 blind prickly pear, and 1 wheel cactus, were detected in Yoa in far southwestern Queensland. Biosecurity Queensland officer Gavin O'Connor said the cacti were a serious biosecurity matter, and the confiscation would prevent the plants spreading beyond the home garden. While not an established weed in Queensland, the prohibited succulents are listed as a national weed of significance and cannot legally be owned or sold in Australia. Western Queensland Rangelands agronomist Jenny Milson said succulents could become a problem just about anywhere in the outback. She said the plants had many tricks to help them spread quickly and develop thick populations, making the country almost inaccessible for people and livestock.
In national news, Aboriginal land councils across New South Wales have called an emergency meeting opposing a proposed land change they say would undermine land rights. Last week, the state government proposed a bill to amend the Aboriginal Land Rights Act of 1983, or ALRA. Under current laws, Aboriginal land councils can claim unused or unoccupied Crown land, which is land owned by the state government that is not being actively used or allocated for a particular public or private purpose. But the changes would mean land under a lease could no longer be considered unused. More than 42,000 Aboriginal land claims remain unresolved statewide, some dating back more than 4 decades. The New South Wales Aboriginal Land Council has launched a petition calling on Aboriginal people and allies to oppose the changes.
ABC programs, including Sarah Ferguson's 7:30 and the AM News Show, will be replaced by BBC for 24 hours from 11 a.m. today, with staff walking off the job to protest pay, working conditions, and proposed AI use. Triple J and ABC Classic will play pre-recorded programs without any radio presenters, while Radio National Breakfast, The World Today, and others will not run at all. News Breakfast will not air on Thursday morning. The walk-off, the first of its kind in 20 years, comes as ABC Managing Director Hugh Marks offered what staff call a low-pay offer, alongside working conditions and the organisation's refusal to rule out artificial intelligence use that could see journalists being effectively replaced.
In international news, an update on the Middle East. Iran has promised to fight until they have achieved total victory and has disputed multiple statements by Trump claiming otherwise, which include the claims that the U.S. is in peace negotiations with Iran, that Iran was begging for a ceasefire, and that the U.S. had already achieved victory. Lebanon is currently facing invasion after Israel announced plans to seize and occupy a large swath of the state's south to create what they call a security zone. Many Lebanese fear that this supposed temporary occupation could become long-term. A recent poll by The Guardian has found only 1 in 4 Australians approve of the U.S.-Israel war on Iran, with only 34% approval of Australia's response to the military action.
And for your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently a very pleasant 25 degrees with an expected maximum of 31. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 9, which is in the very high band.
That's all your news for 9 a.m. We'll be back at 10 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.
At 4ZZZ, we acknowledge the traditional owners of the land on which